This episode of Awaken the Goddess was a video podcast, and it has been edited from its original version to fit the audio platform. Please visit us at awakenthehealing.com to view the entire episode of Awaken the Goddess. Thank you for listening and enjoy. You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams. Thank you for joining us in Awaken the Goddess. We have a beautiful guest with us tonight, and it's Desiree Lotz. And Desiree, we thank you for joining us here at Awaken the Goddess. I'm going to tell you all who Desiree is. We are very privileged to have her with us tonight. Desiree is the founder and CEO of Sunshine Vitamins, which was established in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1995. She created a product called Instant CalMeg, which helps with deficiencies in calcium and magnesium, and is used to improve sleep, soothe muscles, calm nerves, and minimize stress, among many other things. Desiree is a nutrition and health expert that specializes in stress management and detoxing the body. Thank you, Desiree, for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're very excited. I enjoyed our interview, our pre-interview we had. We had a great conversation. So I look forward to sharing your wisdom with everyone. Yes. So tell us about your business you started here before you brought the CalMeg in, or did that start initially with the business start, the Sunshine Vitamins?
I started the Sunshine Vitamins many, many years ago, 95. And it was to help a detox program to get the vitamins because they were battling to get them in South Africa. And this, like October through to December, is the busiest time of the year because it's summer there. So the detox program has a lot of participants at that point. And they couldn't find vitamin B1 anywhere. And this is a very key part of the program. So I drove all over Johannesburg looking for some B1, and I couldn't find any. And I started to get all suspicious, big farmers. Big pharma. Anyway, so I called the laboratory, which was in another city, to find out what's happened. Why is there no B1? And then they told me that it had all gone out on tender for the alcoholics. And then I'm like, oh, that's nice. That's cool. That's not what I was thinking. And he said to me, go to the warehouse in Johannesburg and see if they've got any there. So I did, and they had. I arrived there, and the lady said, no, sorry, we don't have any left. So I said, please do me a favor. Won't you take me into the warehouse where you keep the B1? And she did. And there on the shelf were 6 little bottles, and she allowed me to buy those. And that's how I started my business, because I couldn't let that happen again.
Right. That was a great reason for doing it. Okay, wonderful. You know, I think we had similar reasons for starting these businesses. I started a vitamin business too back in 2000. So, and that was because of the poor quality of vitamins that people are getting out here. So wonderful. Yes. So great. When you started your Sunshine Vitamins, tell me, was there a big demand in South Africa for vitamins? And were people really conscious at that time?
Yeah, but I initially started for the detox program, but then as more and more people found out that I had these, and then what I used to do is I took the program, the detox program has certain vitamins, so B1, B3, a whole bunch of things, and then you take that when you're on the program. So what I did was I bagged it. I packaged those that in little Ziploc baggies.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any baggies in those days. I'd go to the bank because the bank had those little Ziploc baggies for the coins.
Right.
And I'd go and gather up those. So all kinds of strange things that I've done, but that was fun. And then people started to become more and more aware of it. But sorry, in this program, you have B3 as part of the program, but not, it's called niacin. But most B3s you'll find have got a suppressor on it, so they call it niacinamide. So it's not the actual original niacin. So niacin, when you take it, you can get a very you can get, your skin can turn very red, you can burn, because what it's actually doing is it's pushing the radiation out the body.
Wow.
So if you've had sunburn or any kind of x-rays or whatever, because everybody's very exposed and got a lot of radiation, and this causes a big problem in the body. So the niacin actually gets the radiation out. So I've had a few customers that would have this, and they'd get all red flushing, and their doctor would say, no, you mustn't, you're allergic to it. They had no clue. That was not the truth. Anyway, so it was an interesting adventure.
Yes. Well, let's talk about that, because detoxing is a huge thing. I believe completely that people need to be on detoxing diets, making sure that they are doing this on a regular basis, because it's just so dangerous out here. We're breathing in chemicals and all these pesticides and all these herbicides and Lord knows what else is in the chemtrails and just the water and the food. So share with us, what is your detoxing program? How do you recommend that people detox?
Okay, so I don't deliver that anymore, and it's a very specific program, and you have to do it under very tight conditions. You have to be, you have a detox in charge, like I was one of those, and then you have to monitor, because the person's in the sauna for several hours every day until they finish the program. And so there's many things you have to monitor, because when you're getting detox, you are detoxing lots of chemicals and all these things, and all the emotions and the physical discomfort and depression, all kinds of things, you will manifest those when these toxins are coming out.
Wow. Yes, so absolutely.
If anybody's interested in finding out about the program, they can always email me and tell them where they can go and check into it. But basically, from my experience doing that, I've learned so much.
Yeah.
And even I found out years later, because you know when you're doing something, you learn things. And what's that condition when people have two, like the split personality type of thing? I can't remember what they call it now.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is caused by lack of the niacin, the B3.
Wow.
I know. So there's so many little aspects to this stuff. But if you're getting all the basic things you need, then you're good. But now, I don't encourage people to take these separate vitamins once they finish the program. I really encourage people to do what I call How to Build a Healthy Body, my program. I don't sell all the ingredients, but I can guide people where to get it. And it's all food-based nutrients, like brewer's yeast, lecithin. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the lecithin, for example. Lecithin is an emulsifier. So basically, they put it in chocolate, and they put it in all kinds of things to break down the chocolate particles and make it taste yummy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use an example. So I'm trying to see how I can show you. So oil and water don't mix, because oil particles are bigger than water particles. But you put lecithin in, which is, this other bottle's got exactly the same amount of oil and water. The only difference is it's got lecithin. So it's called an emulsifier, or it is kind of, which means kind of like it dissolves things. So basically what happens, on this program, you also have to have lecithin. So you've got all these fat and all these chemical particles. So let's say you, we're not talking about the detox program right now, but in life, you've got, like you said earlier, the chemicals and the food stuff and all this, it's loaded with all kinds of things, chemicals, toxins, you name it. People work in toxic environments or they drink toxic water. You know, there's so many places where they get it. And then what happens is the body is very clever. It can offload some of those toxins. So it does it through its normal process. But because our society is so overloaded, the body can't cope with all of that and it can't offload it. So what the body does, it's also very clever. It coats those extra particles in fat and deposits it in the fatty tissue. Mm-hmm. So it's sitting in your fatty tissue. So now let's say you, you're losing weight or doing detoxing. These particles are coming out. So I'm going to take it to another step here. So as an example, let's say you and your husband go to the pub and you get drunk and there's a guy flirting with you and your husband gets mad and he starts punching the guy and the guy punches him and there's all this alcohol and stuff. So, you know, the kind of thing that you probably see around in life.
Right.
So now, sorry. So now what happens is you and your wife go home and you get sober, and then the next day you're kind of sober. Now you go to work, and say a day or two later, you haven't eaten. So your blood sugar drops, or something happens, and you're kind of like feeling like. So what happens is the body, for that energy, pulls from the fat, because your energy comes from the fat. And then it releases into your bloodstream, let's say, for example, the alcohol particles related to that upset. Mm-hmm. So now these particles are released in your bloodstream. Now all the emotions and the upset related to those particles get alive again.
Oh my.
And so now let's say you're mad with your wife or your husband's mad with you, whatever. Now you go, so he now comes home and he starts to yell at you and all kinds of stuff, whatever the similar drama to what it was in that pub. So because what's happened is those particles are related, it's kind of like a memory thing. Mm-hmm. It's related to that incident. And when those are coming out the body, when you're doing the detox properly under good control, those things come out. And now you need to have somebody guiding you through to get it out. But it happens in life anyway.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so you know. Okay, if you've got
Absolutely.
Any questions.
Oh, no, that's a great point. No, that's a great point. I think we should talk about that because people don't realize when they are detoxing, like you said, you're not just detoxing the chemicals out of the body, but you're detoxing every lower vibration that is stored and they connect to one another because their frequency matches. So that's really important. But because you don't offer this detox package anymore, could you talk to us about some of the things that were in the detox package? You talked about the B vitamins. So, and now
the
less. Yes.
Okay.
What were some of the other things you used for the?
Well, it's all the vitamins. It's you're going to have vitamin C. You're going to have vitamin A and D. All the basic vitamins, but I can send you the information about that later, but I don't want to get particularly into that discussion. But yes, it's got all the vitamins and the lecithin and the oil. There's oil that you take as well. So you're kind of replenishing, you're detoxing, getting rid of the nonsense out of the fatty tissue, and you're putting back the good stuff.
Okay, very good. And then you said that after they're done with the detox program, that you didn't recommend that they take these vitamins separately. What did you mean by that?
Well, basically, I'm not a fan of the separate vitamins, but on this program, you have to do it that way. Sorry, I just need to do my eye here. You have to do it that way. So, but once they're done, then I encourage people to do this other detox. Sorry, not detox. This other nutrition program. It's got brewer's yeast in it. It's got lecithin in it. it's got like a good quality superfood in it. So it's got all your vitamin C and all the other goodies in it. And then it's got fish oil and vitamin E. You can use wheat germ oil, the liquid, and put it in there. Then you're going to get your vitamin E. I take capsules, but so I don't put the liquid in. But the other parts of it, the cod liver oil, the green stuff, the lecithin, the brewer's yeast, that is what I take. Now, brewer's yeast, it's a very interesting product, but you must get the non-GMO and the proper true brewer's yeast. It's loaded with B vitamins in balance because it comes out of nature. And brewer's yeast means the brewery uses it to make beer. Mm. It's the leftover product. It's very, very healthy. And so you have that and you have the lecithin and stuff. So all those B vitamins are valuable. I'll do muscle testing. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you use a person's arm and you test them. Yeah. And the brewer's yeast and this particular nutrition program, even if people have bad gut flora, this repairs it.
Wow.
But sometimes when people are going through, they're starting on the program, their body might be offloading some of the rubbish. Mm-hmm. And there can be a discomfort like bloating or like gut stuff and stuff. And what I tell people is don't stop, cut back.
Yeah.
Go on a lower gradient and take enzymes with it because the enzymes will help, break down all those unwanted reactions. And then your gut flora will be much better. And the way I explain it to people is like you've got these beautiful flowers and these weeds growing over them. Now, that's the bad gut flora. Now you have the brewer's yeast and it starts to replace the bad flora with good flora. And then so it starts to eat it away. And that process can be uncomfortable because of it killing off the bad guys.
Right.
But it's very, very powerful. And I use the people's tongue to test. You know, when I do the muscle testing, I test on their tongue because Adele Davis, I don't know if your listeners know who Adele Davis is. She was a nutritionist from way back. Mm. I found her a long time ago. And she's got a lot of good information. And this program basically is stuff I've based on her program. And there's so many, and she describes the tongue as being the tongue. I've got an article on my site called Your Tongue Tells a Story. Your tongue will tell you all the B deficiencies. There's different things like the crack down the middle or the rough edges of the tongue or the pale pink or like these are all different aspects of which B vitamins you're short of. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds phenomenal because that sounds like a tongue and nail analysis. It's Chinese, the ancient Chinese technique. Yes.
Yep.
So that's interesting, though, that she connects it to the B vitamins. That's beautiful. But what
it's so easy. It's so easy because you can go and look in the mirror and go and check your tongue. You know?
Absolutely. Yes. The teeth marks on the side of the tongue, poor digestion. Yep. Yes. Many different things. Yes. It's very important for you to know how to analyze your body. So many different things. Your nails, the moons on the nails, no moons on the nails, no oxygen, no cellular oxygen, or very, very low cellular oxygen. All of those things, very important. Now, you were saying taking that along with enzymes. I want to be clear with everyone. You were speaking of digestive enzymes, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I've heard a lot about brewer's yeast. I've never used it in my practice, but just to hear you talk about it, I think I'm going to look into it even more because it's very much one of those old time remedies. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The real solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love you sharing this information with us. This is awesome. So tell us about your CalMag formula because this is the big thing right now, the CalMag for you. When did you create this?
Well, on the program, the detox program, there is a CalMag. You get the calcium gluconate powder, the magnesium carbonate powder and apple cider vinegar, and you mix them, and the people on the program have to take that. It helps with all helping the discomfort and any stress levels and stuff. So what I did was I made it into an instant form. Sorry, I want to sneeze. Sorry about that. I've got kittens around me. I can justify it.
Okay.
So basically, the CalMag formula of mine is the calcium and the magnesium, but vitamin C, because calcium and magnesium, like most minerals, are alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is alkaline, it's not going to be able to be used in the body. So the vitamin C adjusts the pH to the right level. So now you mix it with boiling water, dissolves, and then you drink it. So now you're getting, it goes instantly into your body.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's all ready, it's dissolved in boiling water. You can add ice if you want and stuff like that to cool it down or something. But basically, it goes into your body. Now, calcium and magnesium are your most abundant minerals. Calcium is the most abundant, and magnesium in proportion to that. So two parts of calcium to one part of magnesium is the correct balance. So the way I explain this to people, if you think of a heartbeat, the heart contracts and then it relaxes, contracts and relaxes, and that's a heartbeat. Calcium does the contraction part and magnesium does the relaxed part. And even for babies with colic and all kinds, any nervous system, muscles, these are all need this contract, relax, so the body can function. There's a bit more to it as well, because now I encourage people to drink salt in their drinking water.
Yeah.
Because we need the minerals. So
yeah.
I make my water always, a water in my bottle, and then I always add Celtic sea salt, because it's loaded with minerals. So the seawater and the CalMag are your minerals. So if you think about electricity coming into your house,
mm-hmm.
when it's all coming in and it's working well, your computer works, the lights work, everything's good, that's your electricity's working. But then there's sometimes interference. And when it interferes, you can have flickering of lights and varying degrees. And in the worst case, a blackout. Now, if you compare that to a body, a blackout is body death. Because if you have this electrical current is not working, you're gone. So here's how the body how the electricity in the body works. The minerals are what creates the electricity in the body. So your central nervous system is sitting inside your skull here, and it's connected to all parts of your body, your organs, your glands, your little finger, your little toe, every part of your body is connected. So if something happens, that the signals go down and come back to that poor body part. We can go into a whole thing on that, but I'm not going to get into that. But I'm just going to give an example now. So let's say your electrical current is not working very good you're not adequately mineralized. So let's say you put your finger on the hot stove. So the message from your finger to your central nervous system, there's a delay in the message coming up and then the message going back to say, take your finger off. So that delay means you'll burn your finger.
Mm-hmm.
If your electrical current is working well and you put your finger on that hot stove, the message will go and come and you'll like jump back and you won't get burnt. This, and you can even compare this to stepping out in the street and there's a car coming and your electrical current is not working well, you might get zapped. But if your electrical current is working well, you'll jump back and you'll be fine. So the electrical current of the body is dependent on minerals. It's your most important nutrients of everything in your body is your minerals.
Yes. And I want to stress to everybody, you can't use the minerals if you don't have enough water. So you don't want to be dehydrated because the minerals.
So it's a combination. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, carry on.
Yes. No. That's it. You absolutely, I agree totally with you. I suggest to people too to take baths in dead sea salt because
Oh, yeah.
yeah, that's one of the ways I've found that you absorb so many minerals as well as through the Dead Sea, taking baths in it.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
And even if you're walking on the beach in the sea sand barefoot or in the sea, you're also getting minerals.
Yes.
But here's an interesting question, Trinace. I ask people this question: can drinking water dehydrate you? And what do you think?
Yes, definitely if you get the wrong kind, definitely, yes. Yeah.
But it's true, the wrong kind. But also, if you keep drinking water and you keep urinating, you're
Right.
losing more and more minerals. So
Right.
it's vital to have the minerals to absorb into the cells. Yeah, so that's a
Absolutely.
very important point.
Absolutely. And I suggest to people to do the miracle salt. I don't know if you know anything about miracle salt. Do you know anything about that product?
The miracle salt, is that the one like
It
with
comes
the
out of
MSM?
no, No, it's actually made. It's an ancient Vietnamese technique, Vietnam or Korea. I think it's one of those. It might be Korean, but it's a very
Right.
ancient technique that they use to use salts that come out of the mountains, and they purify it. It's a very long process. It takes like 3 to 5 years to get a very small amount of this. And
Wow.
The site is livepine.com that they actually sell the miracle salt on. But yes, everything you're saying is absolutely right because you can flush all of your minerals out by too much water. Yes, if you're not replacing the minerals. And
Sorry,
people
did you
have
say livepine.com? Sorry, did you
tried.
say
Yes,
livepine?
livepine.com. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. The miracle salt
Yeah.
is amazing, yes. And people are have been taught that they don't need salt, that they shouldn't be in taking salt. Well, yes, you shouldn't take the salt that has all of the chemicals added to it. Like the
I'm
aluminum,
going to tell
the aluminum salt, we don't
Yeah,
need that.
absolutely. I
Yeah.
want to tell you a little story about that now that you mentioned that, because that is poison,
Yeah.
that white stuff. I had a lady many years ago from France. She wasn't allowed to go into a building here where I live, because her blood pressure was so high, the people were scared that obviously there would be drama. So she came to see me, and I tested her. There's a point here on the skull that I use on the muscle testing for this. And when I tested her, I'm going to show you this now. She needed, this is seawater. This is seawater from, it's a Celtic seawater. She needed 8 of these. Now, this is seawater. And she called her doctor in France, and he said, no, you can't, your blood pressure and blah, blah. He went to, she didn't listen to him, she listened to me. The next day, her blood pressure was way down, and she could go into the building.
Yes.
So if you analyze this seawater, any seawater, and you analyze the human blood, it's almost identical chemically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. The brain is floating in seawater. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And this is the false education that we're getting out here is teaching you all the ways that really bring harm to you. So you really have to be educated on this stuff. And we do classes on this. This is why I offer the natural healing classes so that people can get more information and be informed and make better choices. Because, yeah, you listen to them, you're gonna have a lot of problems, but it makes them a lot of money.
Oh, a lot of money,
Yeah.
trust me. And then you get a bag of 13 medications you need to take 3 times a day. Oh my
Right.
gosh.
Oh yeah. Billions, billions. Yes. Well, it's time for people to be healthy. So this is why we're offering these classes. I'm so happy that you came to share your wisdom with us. So I want you to tell us more about your philosophy on stress.
Okay, yeah, so basically you make sure your body is in good condition, well fed with proper stuff like you educate people, hydrated, and you have your CalMag, so your body is there. Because the minute your blood sugar is spiking and going all over the place because you're not well fed or you're eating too much sugar and refined carbs, which convert to sugar and will cause all this problem, you're going to feel very and up and down and very often depressed. If I read the list of symptoms of dehydration to you, it'll shock you. Depression is one of them. But anyway, so there's about 36 on the list. I've got it here. There's about 36 symptoms. And they're the common medical conditions that people get drugged for. So what I tell people is get your body basics in. Learn about real things that will help your body and actually your mind. Yeah. Because the minute your body's in good condition, you are mentally in much better condition. And that's so basic. I can't even tell you how basic that is, whether it's a tiny baby, a little kid, an old lady, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sportsmen, all of these people. And then the other thing I tell people is do not watch TV. Do not watch the news. Do not read the newspapers. Do not. I never do that.
I love it.
Yeah, because those people are merchants of chaos.
Yes.
They make money out of spreading fear and all that stuff. And it's never truthful. So they will make it all as whatever they want to do to get you like, you know, hate this person, hate black people, hate Muslims, hate, you know, whatever. They do that deliberately because that's how they make money.
Yeah.
And Big Pharma funds them.
Absolutely.
So the more upset you are, the more you're going to get Big Pharma medications and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Throw yourself right out of balance. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're under stress or depression, you definitely don't want to be watching the news. Because it's not going to help at all. It's going to
make it worse. Yeah.
Absolutely. Make it worse. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll get you.
Yeah,
you'll buy the drugs and more newspapers.
There you go. They make all the money coming and going. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really believe that the more that people connect on one-on-one basis, all of this this racism and all of this way they want everyone to be against one another, the more we connect and get to know one another, the more that'll go away. Because we've just been kept apart. And so being kept apart, all you know about a person is what you've seen on a movie or in the news. And so you think everybody who's black is bad and committing crimes, or you think, you know, it's just this racial kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But you just get to know people for yourself. And then you know that all of that's not true.
Yeah. And then the other point that I do also clarify with people is, if the people that you have, like your friends, so to speak, if anybody makes you feel you always feel like an when you, that is not your friend. That is not your friend, because friends are uplifting and encouraging, and like if you want to do something, they say, I wouldn't do that if I were you, you know, whatever. You got to look at those things too. It's so important.
Yes, absolutely. You have to listen to your body. Your body talks to you. Yes.
Yeah.
And you were just talking about the list that you have from dehydration. It reminds me of Dr. Batman Galish, who came out with the books about your body's many cries for water.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You're not sick, you're thirsty. I love those books. I mean, they're very, very informative. Yes. So a lot of people don't like to drink water. So what would you say to that?
I don't drink a lot of water, but I do. I always have my salt water with me, and I drink what my body's asking for, basically.
Yes.
So I don't go like, I mean, I've got friends that were told to drink 3 gallons of water. I mean, it's just insane, you know. So I don't go anywhere near that. I drink when my body's asking.
Yeah.
And then there's other things you can also use, but you must drink water. I mean, it has to be whatever amount your body asks for. And when my kids were born, two tiny babies, I started them on CalMag, and in those days I gave them tissue salts. You know the cell salt? There's the one with 12 minerals in it. And I let my kids eat as much as they want, no matter when they were tiny. I keep putting it in their mouths until they rejected it, because then it's enough. While it's still dissolving, then they need it. When it stops dissolving, then they've got enough. And they let you know when they've got enough.
That's a good point. So those are like homeopathic. Yes.
Because that's also used on that detox program. The cell salts are also used on the
detox program. Yes. Well, it sounds to me like what you described for the detox program is kind of building the body, giving the body what it needs, and then more of a compounded way, because you're doing something on an everyday basis, a certain regimen. But then after that, you were talking about the brewer's yeast and the other things that you want to take in. And it just sounds like, again, you're building the body. So when you start giving the body what it needs as far as vitamins and minerals and those things, and the body hasn't been healthy, then the body may have this healing crisis take place. And people get, they get scared because they say, oh, I started eating good and I got sick. I started taking supplements and I got sick. Well, you're getting sick because your body is getting rid of the toxins. It's called a healing crisis.
And when you're deficient in something, when the deficiency starts to correct, you can have all kinds of weird symptoms, but you have to push through and get that deficiency handled.
Yes. That's why they need someone to help guide them through who understands what happens in the process, because they'll just stop. They'll stop and they'll go, no, I'm getting worse. And it's like, no, you're going to get worse before you get better, because that's the way it happens.
Yes. I've got a detox. There's a detox coach up in upstate New York. She actually sells my product under her own label, because they do weight loss stuff. And when you're losing weight, you are detoxing too, because the fat is coming out and hitting the bloodstream. So she puts her clients on CalMag so that it can help them through that discomfort period. So it's very, very important. Push through.
That's a great idea. And I think calcium is one of the most difficult minerals to absorb into the body anyway. So that's why I was very excited about your Instant CalMag. And the fact that it is instant, that you're making it, but also with the C, you're not really supplementing C when you take that. The C is just to bring the correct pH. Yes. Because once you heat vitamin C, you kill it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's really just got that sole purpose. You should still take your superfoods and stuff that's got the raw C and all that stuff in it. Yeah.
Yes. I'm completely in agreement with you. You need to take all of your vitamins in their whole forms. So they should come as in a food form. The B also that I really love is bee pollen. Raw bee pollen. That was one that especially during pregnancy, that curbs all of that morning sickness and everything, gets rid of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's so important. Yeah. And now, and then the thing is, just as an interesting side note, calcium gluconate, which is that form of calcium in my product, is the most potent painkiller. It's more potent than morphine. Now think about that. It's more powerful than morphine, but of course Big Pharma can't patent it because it's a natural thing, so you'll never hear about it or anything. When I went into labor with my son 36 years ago, I drank the original form, not my instant one, the original form, 1.5 liters it when I went into labor. You know how much pain I had in labor?
None.
Zero. Zero. It is a powerful painkiller. When I go to the dentist, because I don't like dentists, when I go to the dentist too, I drink 6 glasses of CalMag and I am totally chilled out. I don't feel anything. It's just great. So it's interesting.
Well, this sounds excellent, because a lot of people have joint problems. You have a lot of issues today with the joints.
Yeah.
you know, arthritis, the name they give it. But we know that's part of dehydration and toxins building up in the joints and that sort of thing. So CalMag, your CalMag formula would be awesome for that.
Yeah, and then I definitely encourage people to take fish oil as well.
Yeah.
Because that helps, which you probably know about, which helps to nourish those areas, yeah.
Yes, giving you your essential fatty acids.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Oh, essential fatty acids, yes. They'll keep you alive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dr. Royal Lee, who's the founder of Standard Process, I don't know if you know Standard Process supplements, they're all food-based supplements. I've got it on my website because I stole his information, but it's so valuable. A lot of people, very often doctors will tell people, oh, you mustn't take so much calcium or whatever, or when they do blood tests and the calcium levels are too high. What's actually happening, according to what Dr. Royal Lee explains, is you got the calcium. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium. We all know that.
Yeah.
So now you get this calcium into your bloodstream, but it's in your bloodstream. It doesn't go into the tissues and the cells. In order to get it from the bloodstream into your tissues and cells, you need essential fatty acids.
Mm.
It pulls it into the bones and wherever else it's got to go. It's so important. And even sunburn is actually a sign of hypervitaminosis D, which means too much calcium floating around in the bloodstream and too much D, and it's not going into where it belongs. So it's floating around there. So you need the essential fatty acids to pull it over.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to know that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's very
interesting. Yeah, no, there's so much data, yeah. So much info.
Yes, I love it. We could go on for days talking about this stuff. Yes, I totally agree with you on that. And the essential fatty acids, I want people to know too, you can get those. I make a product, my Awaken products, and this I learned on my own, just like I think we learn in a lot on our own.
Yeah.
But, to use for oils and butters for the body. And I use all seed and nut butters, all seed and nut butters and oils. And they're very high. The products I use are very high in essential fatty acids, and they're very expensive. So whenever you get the oils and butters that have a lot of nutritional value, they're very expensive products. So you can get the cheap stuff like jojoba that's like a wax. I don't know why they put that in everything, but it's the worst. It is not good for anything, not even cleaning your floors. But
Or your toilet. Or your toilet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You might want to use it for the toilet. Definitely not to be taken as a supplement, and they use it in hair products and all this stuff. And it's just this thick wax that sits on your hair or your whatever, you know, natural product they create with it. But people really need to do their research so that they know what is in these oils that they're taking. What is the nutritional value of them?
And then those oils are going to be stuck in your body the same way you described about the floor and everything. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a wax, and you can't scrub it off. Oh, my goodness. I love it. So your Instant CalMag, tell everybody how they can get a hold to that.
Probably the best thing is to go to the website. Go to sunshinevitamins.com, and you can get it there.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And what would you suggest? Do you suggest that, you know, people also use that for their children as well?
Yes. Babies, everybody.
That's wonderful.
I started my kids on it. You know, my kids, I never knew when they were teasing. They slept like babies. There was never any upsets and drama going on. And the first I knew about whether they were teasing or not was when I stuck my finger in their mouth and I got a bite on it.
Well, that's wonderful.
They were just so calm.
I've used herbs for that with my children. So catnip tea and chamomile, I would mix them and never had any problems with them. So now I know. But we know also that different herbs hold these different minerals and vitamins in them as well. So they must be high in that as well. So yes, this is awesome. You also talked about depression. So tell me, how does Calmag help with depression?
Well, if your nervous system is not working, you are going to have all kinds of symptoms and depression, and it might not be the total solution, but it's going to have an effect, because if you're dehydrated, depression is one of the symptoms. So you want to make sure your body is well nourished, well fed, the basic stuff in, and you have your CalMag. People that have stress feelings or anxious and all that, a lot of them got a lot of results just from the CalMag. So it's vital. Our bodies need it, and along with the salt, it's so important.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, depression is a big problem. But just like you said, a lot of people are consuming things, TV, the negative news and things of that nature, and that's only helping make the problem worse. Yes. Okay, so we have.
Or even having people connected to them that are negative and
Yes.
like push them
Yes.
down.
Definitely. Because they're like toxins, those people in your life. Absolutely. And they're sucking up your good energy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
Yes. And see, this
Yeah.
is, I tell people, we think that we're healthy because we're not in a hospital, because you can get around, you can function, but really we're not at our best because we are being poisoned constantly. So you have to be on your game. You have to be detoxing and getting those vitamins and minerals into you on a regular basis every day. And another product I'd like to bring your attention to is the pine pollen. It's called pine pollen. I had never heard of pine pollen before, but there's a company called Ganesha Herbs, Ganesha Herbs, that carries pine pollen. And the pine pollen is so potent. It has, again, another group of healing abilities that I haven't seen with an herb before. So that pine tree is just giving us
Oh my gosh.
so much healing, so much that you need to look into. So I really encourage people to go and look at that, the livepine.com. They have the pine needle oil, and then Ganesha Herbs. You can look up for the pine pollen, or just do a Google search for pine pollen. But yes, you definitely need to be looking into those. Because like Desiree said, we need to be feeding ourselves what we need, and then on the other end, that's a natural detox when you're getting all of the vitamins and minerals that you need. It's a natural detox you're going through. Yeah.
So true.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for coming out this evening. And Desiree, would you like to say anything for your final few minutes here?
Thank you for listening to me, and thanks for having me on, Trinace. I so enjoy, this kind of thing. It's like helping people. Even if one person learns one thing, it's already a lot,
Yes, because
So
they'll
I
share
enjoy
it.
it.
They'll share it. Yes. So everybody, please take a trip over to Desiree's site, because I think it's amazing. Just it's very difficult to get a hold to calcium, a calcium supplement that your body can absorb. And let's talk about this real quick before we go, because you say you use the calcium gluconate, and what you'll see in other formulas is calcium carbonate, and that's the same thing that's found in cement. I mean, you can go on a piece of stone, it's got calcium in it, but you can't absorb it. So
And
tell us.
also those calcium deposits. They deposit behind the eyes, and you got cataracts, and then deposits in the kidneys, and you got kidney stones, all kinds, and in the joints. And it's not, and then the doctors, very often, I'm not invalidating all doctors, but a lot of the time they give you calcium tablets. So what is going to happen to that tablet? It's not in balance with magnesium. It's not in a with a pH all correct, so the body can. So it's actually dangerous.
It's going to poison you. So the difference between calcium carbonate and calcium gluconate is what?
So calcium. This Dr. Royal Lee, if anybody's interested, I can send the article because I do have his information on there. Calcium gluconate converts to, in the body, it converts to the right form of calcium that the body can absorb.
Wow.
Calcium carbonate can't.
Right.
So it's very important.
Yes, it's extremely important. All calcium is not equal, and be very careful of the calcium supplements that you're taking, because they cause all kinds of stones, kidney stones, all kinds of stuff in the body. So it's very important. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Desiree to you all, so that you could hear her product, because I think it's phenomenal. I personally haven't used it yet, but just hearing about it, and I definitely will be getting some. We were supposed to be doing that, but somehow we both were so busy and running around, and she had to get a mic and, you know, all of these different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Yeah, you did. She sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. We will definitely be in touch again, Desiree. I know there's so much that we can talk about, and this hour goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to thank you.
Yeah. Thank you to your listeners for listening too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right. So thank you all. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com or follow us on Instagram at awakenthehealing, on Twitter at awakenforlife, and on Facebook at Awaken the Healing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you in our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.